From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ben. And today we are going to do something that we've always wanted to do, which is we're going to read a little bit of listener mail.
Yes, we are. We're going to field some questions. Hopefully we'll be able to answer a couple of them. And some of them we're just going to say, yeah, we'll look into that.
And we need your help for this, guys and gals, because we're hoping that we can find some topic suggestions in here that might be something you're interested in seeing. So keep your ears tuned, or it's eyes peeled, ears tuned, right?
Yes, yes.
Something like that?
Something to that effect. Either way, they're listening. If you can hear this, you're listening.
And synesthesia is real, so...
It is. You've experienced that, haven't you?
Yes, which is a story for a different day.
Okay, all right.
But we're focusing today on emails that we've received, so please keep your ears tuned. There we go. In case you hear something that is so fascinating that you think, oh, Matt and Ben, you have to cover this, and write to us at conspiracy@discovery.com to let us know what you think of these topics. And, you know, let us know if you think it's a dumb idea too, because this is a listener driven show and all of our best episodes come directly from listener suggestions.
And just as a reminder, we just want to reassure everyone that we read every single piece of mail that comes to us, no matter what medium, if it's through Twitter or Facebook or just through our email. We just can't respond to all of them all the time. Eventually, we will hopefully get around to answering all of them.
Well, here's a note, actually, that I want to make. It's a little bit of a beef I have with Larry and Sergi. For some reason, the Facebook messages, I was doing pretty well with the Facebook messages until Chrome and Facebook stopped working together. And there's this weird technical glitch that occurs when you're answering messages via Facebook or via Chrome on Facebook, and it won't let me type in some of the fields. And I know how ignorant this sounds. I also know that I could use another browser, but I don't know if I can go back to another browser, man. I mean, Chrome is so Orwellian, and I don't use it for anything that I wouldn't want the whole world to know about. But I gotta tell you, it is faster, at least the way I have stuff set up. So in the meantime, if you guys can recommend a better way for me to browse the internet and answer Facebook messages effectively that is not crazy slow, then I would love to do that. And our next listener mail episode, rather, will be all Facebook. But here we go, Matt. Let's hop right in. Let's go ahead and take a look at a letter from a guy we'll call, or person we'll call, KM.
Okay.
All right, so KM writes to us and he says, "Hi, in response to your question posted on YouTube, I think we should launch a brain mapping initiative to map the human brain. He says, I think the cost is reasonable considering what we'll learn. Between this work and that of the Swiss, it will enable us to make medical progress, increase our ability to eventually create effectively or truly conscious computers using silicon or neural networks." So this is an email responding to an earlier question we had on our vlog, right?
Yeah. Was that the human experimentation vlog, or was that one on... Oh my gosh, I don't even know exactly which episode that was referring to.
Yeah, I think it's the one where we mention that the U.S. government, or particularly the Obama administration, was considering funding to map the entire human brain.
Oh, this is back during our Deceptive Brain series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a deep cut. And we got this letter recently, but the episode has been out for a while. And so Kay has a pretty interesting logic here with some of this stuff. He says that we can and should be eventually successful at creating supercomputers and robots which are conscious or are indistinguishable for different types of people of different cultures. And that's one of the things he writes. He says AI researchers have made impressive but limited progress. I think they're approaching a brick wall without this of this effort to really understand the human mind, because he says that despite the physical similarities between people, the differences in culture may be very important. I thought that was an interesting comment about neuroplasticity, in a way, you know, the ways in which we exercise our brain daily do have an aggregate effect. So maybe that's something people need to consider, but he raises a concern, which will be something interesting for all the sci-fi fans out there. He says, my only concern is related to Asimov's three laws of robotics, which may only be needed for robots and not an isolated supercomputer. Has Skynet taught us nothing?
I know. Jeez. Yeah. I don't have much to add to that besides I'm interested in this, and I think we need to continue with this kind of research. Seems like the only way that we'll get, again, kind of going back to the human experimentation thing, mm-hmm. the only way we'll be able to understand these things without using vivisection or other crazy bad experiments.
Yeah, that's true. We might be able to finally stop relying on stuff made by real life Dr. Satan's House of a Thousand Corpses.
By the way, do you notice this last thing that he writes down here?
Yes.
Do you have an affiliation with the Discovery Channel?
We do have an affiliation with the Discovery Channel. We are a How Stuff Works show. How Stuff Works is part of Discovery Communications. Discovery Communications owns Discovery Channel. But they're like the swells, you know? We're online.
Yeah, we're just online. Don't worry about us.
We're not like hobnobbing with the Mythbusters or anything, although they are really nice guys.
Yes, they are. But we're in Atlanta, too, and they're up in Maryland.
So far as we know.
What the hell is this? Oh, God. All the lights just turned off. Noel?
Oh, there he is.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh,
that got weird.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. Yeah, it is a great question, and that is our answer.
Yes?
Go ahead.
I was going to go right on to the next one.
Oh, well, I think we should stay here just for a second, just to say that one question we get is if somebody has stopped us from covering this stuff, you know, we have actually never had somebody say that we couldn't do an episode.
Nope.
Which is still astounding to me because I thought we were going to get fired.
You always think that, Ben, to be fair.
At first, I thought we were going to get just shut down after 2 weeks. And then I thought, oh, well, then one day they're just going to fire us,
mm-hmm.
which might happen. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I keep checking my watch that I'm not wearing, and it hasn't happened yet. So
I also keep checking the watch that you're not wearing. Okay, do you want to move on to our next email?
Yeah, let's move on to the next one. This is from Michael S. He asks, have you ever considered doing a show on the Vela incident? That's V-E-L-A incident. Is it a possible illegal nuclear test done in the Antarctic? I don't know about that. I haven't done much research on the Vela incident, Ben. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah. The Vela incident is a great idea for our show, in my opinion, because the Vela incident might be an experiment, a nuclear test done by either South Africa under apartheid or by, Israel. Those are two countries that are often included, in the list of suspects. They're usually at the top. But the question there is, A, if it really happened. We know that something happened, but we don't know if it was necessarily a nuclear test.
This is one of those instances where we detected certain things like seismic changes, but we didn't, there's no real proof.
Right.
That it was a nuclear test.
And the reasons that, if I recall correctly, that South Africa and Israel are brought up as countries that might be the ones making these tests. It goes back to, Israel's worst kept secret ever, which is a nuclear arsenal, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, it's an open secret. I think everybody knows it at this point. And then, South Africa for a time under the apartheid government was attempting to acquire nuclear power. But I don't know enough about that story except to say that this is straight up our alley. This is a great suggestion, by Michael S.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael.
You know, it could totally be a different country. If from what I know, if what I've read is true, then my money was on the South African government. But We'll find out in an episode. I could be completely wrong. Write in. Tell us if you like that one. So another person writes to us, Bill R, or William R, and William was one of the people who suggested that we cover Coral Castle.
Thank you for doing that. That was one of my favorite episodes that we've edited in a while, that I've edited in a while.
So Bill writes in and says, I'd like to suggest a show about a chimera named Human Z, the alleged hybrid of a human and a chimpanzee. Does this sound familiar to you, Matt?
Does maybe he hasn't seen a lot of people haven't seen our old episodes,
right? Which come out every Saturday, like Saturday morning cartoons. We have been doing this for a while. We have some old episodes that are a little bit longer than our, because they're back when we used to make just one episode a week. And we have one that you might enjoy, Bill. It's called Stalin's Monkey Army, right?
Yeah.
And now, you know, Bill knows the story pretty well already. He talks about a Russian scientist working during Stalin's time to experiment in creating a chimpanzee-human hybrid. And we don't want to spoil the surprise other than to say, if you are at all interested in the subject, you can go check this out on YouTube or Test Tube right now. It's a pretty interesting episode, and I was pretty happy with it.
Quick note, I don't think it's on Test Tube yet. I know that it is on YouTube.
Okay. Stalin's Monkey Army, stuff they want you to know. Mm-hmm. So moving on, what do we have next?
We've got one from Johnny. Johnny says, hello, could you do an episode on the vast underground cities that they're building in Russia? I'll be glad to send some links if you're new to this. And I believe Johnny did send me a few links. I wrote back to Johnny and said, hey, man, I really want to know more about this. And he sent me, he sent both of us a huge email with a ton of links. I don't know if I sent it from the conspiracy email. Did you get that, Ben?
I think I did. I haven't read through all of it, though, I have to confess.
There's so much information there. Thank you, Johnny, for doing that. It's going to be, there's a lot of information
now,
there.
This touches on some of the secret rail lines under Moscow, correct?
Exactly. And offshoots from those. And, you know, kind of the same thing in the U.S., the idea that there are these secret underground railways that the elites use to get from New York to California in just a couple hours.
Well, it's true that there are subterranean passages, especially in urban areas. Montreal, Canada, I think, has one of the world's largest covered walking areas. And Monaco, I recently found, has subterranean public tunnels. And it makes sense for Monaco to have that because, you know, it's just jammed to the gills with billionaires and millionaires all vying for more space and more opulent apartments, really.
Does that include some kind of rail system, or are those for pedestrian traffic?
I know the ones, the ones I saw in Monaco are for pedestrian traffic. Underground rail lines, however, are Pyongyang, pardon my mispronunciation there, North Korea's capital city, has an underground rail system that is probably also has some non-publicized stops, or at least one. Moscow does have underground rails, but I don't know to what extent these extend, and I don't know where they go in Russia, but I'd be very interested in looking into that if anybody else is into Johnny's idea.
So yeah, again, thank you, Johnny, for sending that in. It looks like we'll be looking into it. All right, this next one is from Keymaker33. Hi, gentlemen. I've been a huge fan for a long time and watch all of your uploads.
Thank you.
I have to say you guys do a great job. I know you guys like topic suggestions, so I have included some I think you might like. By the way, I can't recall if you guys have touched on some of these, so please forgive me if you have.
Oh, let's try it out. Read them and let's say if we did them.
Black Knight Satellite.
We've done it.
Spring-Heeled Jack.
Ooh, we have not.
Oak Island Money Pit.
We've done it.
Aurora Spy Plane.
We've done something like that, but we haven't done it.
The Crypto Sculpture.
Have not done it.
Didn't we cover that a little bit? No, I made a video for How Stuff Works about that. Never mind.
Okay. That's the one. Is that the sculpture outside of
CIA
that still hasn't been completely decrypted?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
the Denver International Airport.
Now, this is interesting because we did one of these early on. We did something on Denver International Airport, and then we talked about doing it again. And the Denver International Airport reps contacted us on Twitter and said, we'd love to explain the artwork.
Yeah. And then we re-uploaded it, actually, right before they contacted us.
Right. So we'll get back with them and see what we can find.
The Georgia Guidestones.
We still have not done that, which is
weird.
We've
had plans for a while now. We're going to have to make that happen.
Yeah, and I visit the place a couple times a year and stuff. So, All right.
Project Blue Beam.
We did do Project Blue Beam.
Skinwalker Ranch.
This has come up before and we haven't done it.
Well, it's because I can't get any good footage of it. There are a couple of YouTube videos I could rip, but that's about it.
Okay.
The last one is Mexican Zone of Silence.
What is the Mexican Zone of Silence?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. That sounds like we are in. We're at least going to look at it. What I love is the ending of Keymaker 33's email where he says, stay frosty, which is weird because somebody had said that to me earlier in the day. And you know how when somebody says something to you that sounds kind of cool, you wonder if you could pull it off?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't for the life of me pull off some of those cool statements that people say. I still sound like I have a jaw disorder when I try to say the shorter form of you all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can't do it.
You can't give me a good y'all?
I can't, Matt. I can't do a very good job with it.
Can I tell you how I would say stay frosty?
Yeah, how would you say it?
Stay frosty.
That's pretty good.
It reminds me of, I played a lot of Call of Duty in my day, and there are several instances wherein that phrase is used, and it's always in a deep and stay frosty.
Like gravelly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. I think I didn't get the reference because I'm lame. All right, next one. Josh C. writes to us and says, hi, Matt and Ben. This is about food conspiracies, Matt.
Okay.
I would recommend that you cover some conspiracies about food. For example, there's a plant known as stevia, which provides a sugar and sweetener substitute 300 times sweeter than our everyday sugar. It's also a lot less unhealthy to consume. However, stevia has been banned in certain places, most likely due to unhealthy food companies and candy companies not being able to patent the use of it for themselves only, or perhaps even just to make the general public unhealthier.
I'd like to go in and just fact check that 300 times sweeter because I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, I don't know particularly. Now, you and I have done some food conspiracies. They're always a lot of fun. Josh also goes, well, fun's not the word. We learn a lot is probably a better way to say it. Josh goes on to note that a couple of things about aspartame, which we did cover, right?
Yeah, we covered that. That was a bit contentious with our boss at the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it was okay. It worked out. Worked out fine.
And it's interesting when we talk about food additives because there are so many controversial food additives that are allowed in some parts of the world, but not in others. And we can... You know what? We should actually go out and check into that, dig a little deeper for this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's next?
This next message is from Yo Mama. And he or she says, hey, can you guys do a video on human crossbreeding? I'd love to hear more about this soon, and gives us a Daily Mail link after that.
Right. Yeah. Daily Mail, not our favorite source. Here's the story, though. 150 human-animal hybrids grown in UK labs. When we say human-animal hybrid, what do we mean? We mean that the 2008 Human Fertilization Embryology Act, which is also another weird word to say, legalized the creation of hybrids, including an animal egg fertilized by human sperm, cybrids, in which a human nucleus is implanted into an animal cell, and chimeras, in which human cells are mixed with animal embryos. So this is interesting stuff, but one of the reasons I think it's interesting is that it's not necessarily new technology, which to some people, yours truly included, is kind of frightening. I think one of the weirdest things we found out in our Stalin's Monkey Army episode was that the idea of creating what would seem to be unnatural hybrids of some sort or another is much more feasible than you might imagine. And we're not saying like people with pig heads or, you know, pigs that can fly or something, but we are saying maybe like a goat that extrudes a protein associated with spider silk from its milk. or, you know, phosphorescent fish because they have a jellyfish gene. To me, that kind of stuff is crazy. But you know me, I'm have a little bit of a mad scientist streak, Matt.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm all for that. Let's do it. Let's make crazy goat spiders and spider goats. Come on. We have the technology now to allow spiders to talk with cats. So, I mean, we're good.
Oh, is that an Always Sunny in Philly reference?
It was.
All right. There are some flowers.
It was verbatim. It was verbatim, though. That's kind of sad.
No, no, that's not too bad. Because I could hear you saying spider, S-P-Y-D-A-R.
Yes.
all right. So this link, which is pretty interesting, I think is worth digging into. And I really appreciate this suggestion. These are all actually really great suggestions. We've got a couple more. Let's knock through them really quickly. Okay.
All right.
All right. So, Kieran S. says, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, thanks for the videos. I've been a fan for ages. Thank you, man. Two questions. One was whether you thought there was any connection to the owl statue inside a Bohemian Grove and the reported Mothman of the 1960s. I've always been curious about this, as some of the reports seem to resemble the statue, also the connection with control and of fear and death they both seem to have. Interesting link. Hmm. I've never thought about that before. I haven't explored that.
Yeah, I have not either. I know the people at Bohemian Grove are big on symbology and maybe, I think maybe that owl is just representative of things like wisdom, and I don't know that it has anything to do with the Mothman, but maybe.
Well, here's one of the weirder parts of that too. Bohemian Grove, which is totally proven. It is a real thing that happens. And it's weird, dude.
It's a bit weird.
It's so weird. It's, I mean, you know, of course, anytime somebody busts into someone else's club, stuff is going to look weird. You know what I mean? Like if you're not from a country and you walk in and you see a bunch of children saying the Pledge of Allegiance in unison, when you think about it, it looks kind of creepy, especially if you don't know what's going on. So, Bohemian Grove is real. Mothman, the reports are there, but people still aren't sure what happened, to the point that people still wonder if it was just some kind of collective hysteria. But that is an interesting link, and I think it's worth our time just to check it out to see what's going on. All right, Matt, we've got another one. I think you'll like this one. It is from a guy whose name is Andrzej P. Now, I'm probably mispronouncing your name, Andrzej, and I apologize. But giving it our best shot, you can write us back and tell me how to say your name correctly on air. Andrzej, you said, could you do a video about the disappearance of the 4th Royal Norfolk Battalion during the Battle of Gallipoli in 1915? Long story short, 266 men were sent to capture a hill in Suvla Bay, Turkey, but they vanished into thin air instead. No bodies, no signs of battle, nothing. I've also heard about similar mysterious disappearance of a whole Chinese army of a few thousand in 1939. Apparently, there's no scientific or logical explanation of these events. I'll tell you what I like about this one. It's specific.
It is, and it's reading kind of in our style. It just feels Andrzej is doing a great job piquing our attention
yeah.
and our interest.
So I'd love to check that out, especially if anybody else has some similar instances or some other historical anomalies they'd like to talk about. So our very last email for today's episode, Matthew Frederick, are you ready?
This is a beast. This person took a lot of care and time into this email.
Mm-hmm. This comes to us, from Harry S., as he says, all the way from Falmouth, Cornwall, United Kingdom. He says, I've been checking out your videos. I found a really interesting documentary the other day by famous British historian Tony Robinson. In the documentary, he states that our current queen, Queen Elizabeth, is not actually the rightful heir to the throne of England. Perfect. And he says, I know there's probably not a lot that you guys could do to look into this, as all has been explained in a documentary, but I thought you might find it interesting. If you have any free time, it's definitely worth checking out. Harry goes on to recommend that we check into the car crash that killed Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed. He says he's not sure about the spelling there, but that is something that we have checked out, right, Matt?
Yeah, you can find that. Just search Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, Princess Diana.
And there's also a lot of stuff, he says, that seems not to add up. Numerous theories about MI6 or a similar organization being involved. And I hope you managed to get this email and definitely check out that documentary. And it would be cool if you could look into the Diana crash. So cheers to you, Harry. Thank you for writing to us. We hope that you get a chance to check out our episode on the crash of Princess Diana, the death of Princess Diana, and we'll check out the documentary as well. Matt, this brings us to the end of our listener mail email edition.
Yes, our barrage of emails. It's so great, man. So great to hear from people, and especially when there's little things at the beginning talking about how they enjoy the video. It means a lot to me. I'm sure it means a lot to you too, just to hear that positive feedback. It makes me walk a little lighter. It makes me smile. And you know, a lot of times on YouTube and those places, you'll get some of the vitriol. Mm-hmm. and we tend to focus on those, even though it's only a tiny percentage. So really thank you everybody for writing, especially with your suggestions and with your positivity.
I second that. I appreciate it, especially with our listeners being so patient with us. You guys are the best. So I would like to give a big personal thank you to KM, Michael S, Bill R, Johnny N, Keymaker 33, Casper P, Josh C, Kieran S, Andresh, Yo Mama, Harry, and anyone else we miss. We got Josh C is there. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You should write to us there because you may well end up on the next episode of Listener Mail. And Matt, of course, if people want to send us an email directly, where can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook. We're Conspiracy Stuff. On Twitter, we are at Conspiracy Stuff. You can email us directly. We are conspiracy@discovery.com. You can also find us on TestTube, YouTube, all the tubes, and even Google+. You can find us. Just look for Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
For more on this topic and other unexplained phenomena, visit testtube.com/conspiracy stuff. You can also get in touch on Twitter at the handle @conspiracystuff.